on Friday night. Be able to replay that thing. Sing Jesus, what a wonderful name. Hallelujah. Amen. All right.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace, woo, that taught my heart to fear. And grace, my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I have first believed. Well, I'm going to tell you, God been good to us.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm. You're loving tonight. If you saved, he ought to be the most precious thing in your life. Well, I think about God. I think, oh, Lord, I got, they was testifying about family. I was the most likely to fail. Amen. You remember back in school years ago, they had the most likely to succeed and the most likely to not succeed. I was the one most likely not to succeed. But God.
Amen.
But God, who is rich in mercy,
yes, sir,
somehow in some way can turn all that old filth and turn all that old stuff around and all the messes and all the blunders and all the foolishness, amen, and all the wrecks and the crashes. Somehow, amen, with one touch of that rich royal divine red blood, amen, can take your black heart, make it white as snow, give you a new name, give you a new life, and boy, clean you all up, amen, send you back, amen, said now go tell them what great things I've done for you. God's been good to us.
Mm.
You ought to love him tonight. Turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 18 tonight for just a little bit. Appreciate this opportunity. Hey, boy, I'm going to tell you what, it's foggy up here. Thank God, hallelujah, I like it. I've had some people tell me they get nervous when it's like, I said, I get nervous when it don't.
Yeah.
I want it like this. Amen. 1 Kings chapter number 18, verse number 41. We heard something tonight. And we not only heard something, we've saw something. God then allows us to go say something. Isn't that wonderful? But in verse number 41, he said, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up. You know, there'd be a lot of things happening if people just get up. I ain't talking about sleeping. I guess some of them might be, you could say, spiritual. But some of them just get up. Sometime you got to move for God to move. He said, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth, put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, "Go up now toward the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, "Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand." And he said, "Go up and say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, get thee down for that the rain stop thee not." And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Father, Lord, now you help us one more time. Our Father, we realize one day we're going to stand before thee and give account for every word we utter. God, I pray that, Lord, you touch us tonight. I pray, God, that you would help us. Father, thank you for the good presence of God in here already. Thank you, Lord, for what you've already done in our hearts. And Lord, I pray tonight you'd do it again now. I pray, Lord, tonight, God, that you would just magnify thy precious name. Lord, our Father, we not interested in just having a normal service, but God, to meet with God is the desire of our heart. Lord, see people's lives change forever. Lord, I pray that, God, that somehow in some way you would manifest yourself. God, in spite of us, I pray, God, God, you shine forth here tonight. God, we'll give you the honor. We'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory in Jesus' name. Lord, we love you tonight. Thank you one more time for our opportunity to serve the Lord. Thank you for your goodness to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'd like to preach tonight out of verse number 43, where that Elijah told the servant, "Go up now and look toward the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." We know that during this time that it was a time of drought. Wouldn't you agree with me? Been 3.5 years since it rained. I'm going to tell you what, things get pretty rough. You don't have that kind of rain. I seen it in 8 months in Texas. We didn't get no rain from about, amen, February to the end of September, the 1st of November. And crops was dying, the ground was breaking open, and the foundations on the houses was shifting, and it was so bad that it was busting the water lines in the ground. They were just letting the water run. They said the ground, amen. I'm talking about a drought. No food, no. Can you imagine that? Now, 3 years. Here's a man by the name Elijah that come on the scene. And I think about Elijah, and I think about Elijah comes upon Israel's history like a crash of thunder. Amen. He disappeared in a whirlwind when God got ready for him to leave. But I thought about, amen, he is a man of thunder and lightning. Amen. Listen, when he spoke and when he preached, the lightning flashed and the fire came. I'm just trying to tell you, Hey, listen, boy, I mean, old Elijah, he, God moved when he spoke. And boy, I think about, amen, now here he is, and we know what he did when he called all the people together, and he said, how long halt ye between two opinions? And you know the story, after all the drought, how that they fill the barrels of rain, amen, the water barrels full, and poured them out three times, and I mean, there it is. Just it soaked the sacrifice, soaked everything. Water was a precious commodity by then. He's poured it on the ground. I'm telling you, amen, all that other bunch of fools acted a fool all day and got to praying and carrying on and screaming. And the old Elijah's out there mocking and making fun of him and saying he must be on vacation, he must be asleep. But I'm telling you, at the end of the evening sacrifice, he says, hey, y'all been doing this enough. Let me have a chance at it. Let me talk to God. Amen. And I'm telling you, he repaired the altar, and he dumped that water in there, and he cut that bull or cow all up and praised God when he did. He soaked it down with water, soaked everything down, got down on his knees, prayed 63 words, and the power of God fell, and the fire of God fell and licked up the sacrifice. I'm just trying to say, man, what we need that again today.
Yeah.
But then all that, I won't preach on when there's nothing. And this thought, what to do when there's nothing? I mean, here he is. And now he tells Elijah, get thee up. He tells Ahab, get thee up. He said, for I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I'll say, number one, you know what to do when there's nothing? Number one, just keep on looking.
Amen.
Just keep looking. What did he tell that boy to do? Now, it's going to be a real deep outline tonight, amen, but I'm just trying to tell you, just keep looking. You know what most people don't do? They don't keep looking. Just keep looking. He said, go back, go back, go back, go back. Hey, I'm telling you, you don't stop looking till the answer comes. Just keep looking. He said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Just keep looking. Just go back. I mean, don't go back five times. Don't go back six times. You go back seven more times. I'm just trying to say, when there's nothing, you just keep looking, and no telling what God will do for you. I'm just trying to say, when there's nothing, you just keep looking.
Amen.
Well, I think about, been times in my life, it's things look pretty bad. Amen. Boy, I mean, you got a kid that's straying tonight, just keep looking. And I know the devil will lie to you and tell you that God ain't going to do nothing, and they're going, and he's a good liar.
Yeah, he is.
Amen. Right. Hey, but I'm just trying to tell you tonight, you just keep looking. You just keep going back to the well. Amen. You just keep rooting around, digging around. Amen. It ain't over to God. Says it's over. Just keep on going. Amen. Just keep on praying. Just keep on agonizing. Saying, God, I ain't going to turn you loose till I get a blessing from God. Hey, I want this answer, and I'm not going to be satisfied till I get it. Just keep looking. But you know what most people do? They stop before they get the answer. Amen. But you got to just keep looking.
Amen.
You just got to keep looking.
I'm looking.
Oh, listen, I'm telling you, I thought about, amen. Listen, I know what it is to have a boy go stray, but I know what it is for God to have mercy and bring him home too. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just saying, keep looking. I look on this platform tonight, praise God, and who in the world ever believed that? But I'll tell you, you know what you did somewhere, you and Sister Ryman, y'all just kept looking, amen, and you kept fasting, and you kept begging, and you kept praying, and the answer came. I say, bless his holy name. I say, boy, I'm saying, hey, listen, I'm telling you, you just need to quick phone looking. It ain't time to give up. It ain't time to lay your Bible aside. It ain't less time to lay your trust aside. Just keep looking to God. Say, I ain't taking no for the answer. I'm getting before God. I'm not moving till I get the victory. Just keep looking.
Keep looking. Keep looking.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, you got a heartache tonight? You need God to fix, just keep looking. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lady in our church, and I've probably told this here, Brother Mark may have told it here, but their little baby got run over. Here the other day, she's out there at Brother Randy's church now playing the piano. Bugs leading singing for Brother Everett and his new church. Boy, they're doing good. They're all excited, on fire. But I'm just trying to tell you, when that baby got killed, that girl went and prayed. And she prayed and she prayed and she sought God. And oh, I'm telling you, she said, I need something from God. And she said, Lord, would you give me something? And I mean, on the way to the funeral, she told her little boy that stood there and saw his little brother get run over. She said, we got to go pay our last respects to little Michael. I'm talking about she'd been agonizing. Can you believe that? Can you imagine that? Hear a little amen. And all of a sudden, boy, I'm going to tell you, that little boy said, Mama, why are we going to see you? Said, I don't have to go see little Michael. She said, what do you mean? Said, we got to go say our goodbyes. He said, oh, no, Mama. He said the other day when Miss Timmy started backing up and that tire run over little Michael, said the big angel got between me and little Michael and said, reached over and picked him up. And he said, I said goodbye to him as he is going up. Everything's all right. I'll just stay right. Oh, I'm trying to tell you, listen, your world may have dropped out. You might think, oh, you're in a bind. But I'm telling you, God will give you an answer. Amen. You just keep looking. That little old boy, hey, I'm just trying to tell you, thank God Almighty. Don't give up. The answer's on the way. God's got victory for you. He'll help you. He'll get you through what you got. I'm saying just not only, you know what you do when there's nothing? You not only keep looking, but you keep listening. Yeah. Just keep listening.
Yeah.
He said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain.
Right.
That old preacher done told him, said, God spoke to him. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 1, God spoke to him. He says, it's been long enough. You get up and go tell Ahab, I'm fixing to send rain. You just got to keep listening.
Yep.
When there is nothing, get still before God.
Yeah.
Hey, can I say this to you tonight? Can I just talk to you a little bit tonight? Just because ain't a bunch of racket don't mean it's dead. Amen. Just cause ain't a bunch of shouting don't mean it's dead. You got that? Just cause people ain't running over the top of one. Hey, sometime God will get a service quiet. God will get it. I've seen him quieting a whole meeting down. Amen. He's wanting to speak to somebody's heart. He wants somebody to listen. But you know what most people, most of us, we don't like? We don't like quiet. Amen. Hey, you know why? Because it's real. Real easy when we quiet for us to hear the voice of the Lord. I'm telling you, lay how old boy Elijah looked for the Lord in the earthquake. He looked for him in the whirlwind, but the Lord stuck up on him with a small, still voice. And sometime God, he will
gonna sneak up on you with a still small voice. You just gotta keep listening. Just gotta keep listening. Oh, there's been times. There's been times in my life. I mean, you just gotta keep listening. You thought, no way, this will never work out. Just got to keep listening. I prayed and I said, Lord, I'd like to see old Jack get right. Lord, whatever you got to do. If you got to take me out, do it. Hey, listen, you couldn't scare me with heaven. I said, whatever you got to do. You got to hurt me. I never will forget he run in there and said, Daddy, take that prayer back. I said, I can't. I done give it to the Lord. Amen. And I said, if you get right with God, I wouldn't have prayed that anyhow. But I'm going to tell you something. Boy, I got sick about 2 weeks after that. And for all counts and reasons, I should have been gone but God. Amen. But I'm just trying to tell you, but after all that, we got to our August camp meeting, and I remember old brother Jim Chandler, and most people probably put him in hell for this, but what he did for that boy probably started his journey back home where he could see the light. I remember old brother Chandler said, look, you bring Jack. I know Jack ain't right, but I want Jack here. He said, this church loves him. And I called Jack, and I said, hey, you going with me to Arkansas? He said, Daddy, don't Brother Chandler know I ain't doing right? He said, he knows you ain't doing right, but he wants you anyhow.
Yeah.
Son, he said, I want him on the platform. I want him playing. And we was riding up there. He said, Daddy, he said, if Sister Chandler asked me, you can't ask too much of my God. I don't know if I'll be able to handle that. You know what she did? She asked him. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you what. God right there started turning it around. He told me all the way up there, he said, I can't find my way home, Daddy. Going back home, I can't find my way home. Boy, there's an old preacher. You know what you do? You just keep on looking. You just keep on listening. Amen. You just keep on asking God to do something. You don't give up. Boy, I'm going to tell you, on a Monday night in that August camp meeting, old crazy boy by the name of Jason Fuller got up and was preaching. I'm telling you, he got to preach and give an illustration about his dad buying an old Honda 80 dirt bike and giving it to him. And they lived on a 100-acre farm, and that thing got out there and run out of gas, and all his brothers run off and left him. He's crying, thought he's going to be out there all night, thought he couldn't find his way back home. Thought something was going to eat him up and devour him. Boy, his brother come back by a little bit later and said, Jason, said, turn that knob right there down to the bottom. Why are you crying? He said, our father, he said, that motorcycle's got a reserve tank. You just turn that valve down and that thing will start, amen. Boy, he said he turned that valve down. And he said, by the way, Jason, he said, our father has rode this motorcycle. No matter what part of the ground you own, it can make it back to the house. Or you listen to me. And you say what, boy, but about that time, that big joker run by me, and I heard him wailing and squalling. And he hit that altar, and he said, God, thank you for letting me find my way home. I'm just saying, just keep looking. Just keep listening. Ain't your life will be on the way, and you'll miss the blessing. Amen. If you give up and quit on God, don't back up. I say, bless his holy name. Just keep on looking. Keep on listening. God's got victory for you no matter what you're going through tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Whether it's physical, whether it's financial, you just got to keep looking.
Amen.
Boy, I think about, thought about a little old lady. I read about it in a book a few years back. And she's bedridden. got to where she couldn't go to her church no more, and she prayed. Her church got cold. She'd asked her sister every Sunday, "How's church?" She said, "Dead as usual." Year after year, laid in that bed, that woman pray every day, "God, send revival to our church. God, send it, please. Lord, let the fire burn one more time. Oh, God, Lord, we're not going to, we need it." And after about 15 years of laying in that bed and praying and seeking God's face, amen, and asking God to do something, she noticed her sister didn't get in very early that and got in about 1:30, which was very long for what they'd been. And she said, "Oh, sister, we had a young preacher come by and said we hadn't had fire like that in so many years, and said there's people got saved, and said, and we're going to have service again tonight. Said, just keep praying and amen." I'm just trying to say that, you know what, that girl, she just kept looking and she just kept listening and she just kept praying.
Amen.
And God sent the answer. Over 500 people got saved in about two or three services. I'm talking about when there is nothing, you just keep on listening. You might be sitting here and you might be trying to figure out, and you, amen, you might have some, you might be a preacher, you might not know, just keep listening. You might be looking for divine direction. You might be looking for the divine will of God in your life. Just keep listening. Just because it don't come, don't mean it's not coming. Buddy, I'm going to tell you what, 18 and a half years I sat there at Shady Acres Baptist Church. I don't know, amen, for the first 4 years, man, there was men went out to the mission field. After about 8 years, some of those men came back on furlough, and they said, "When you going to do something?" "I don't know, but I'm going to just keep looking, and I'm going to just keep listening." Another 8 years passed, they said, "You ain't going to do nothing." There's a bunch of them went to old Brother Jack Wood and said, "You're just run him off. He got up and preached a message on one time, said there's about 25 or 30 y'all I'm tired of looking at. You ain't never going to do nothing. Hit the road." I'm just telling you, I thought he's talking to me. Boy, I remember going out of there that night, and old Big John was standing at the door. He said, "What in the world's the matter with you?" I said, "Man, the preacher just, man, I know he's sick of me. I'm leaving." About an hour, I get a phone call, and he talked to me in such a loving way. He said, "What's the matter with you, fool? I ain't talking to you. You ain't even got started yet for what God's going to do for you." Just kept on looking. Just kept on listening.
Yeah.
One day at a Saturday night prayer meeting, God Almighty spoke to my heart. Amen. And stilled it. I mean, I knew what God wanted, but he gave me. It's not only important to know what, but it's more important to know when.
Right.
Most people get the when before the what. God spoke to me. Amen. And he said, "That which I've spoken, I will not alter. Change a thing that's gone out of my lips." Psalm 89, verse 34. And the Lord so kindly spoke to me, said, "I will speak to you concerning this matter no more. It is settled." I just kept listening.
Amen.
And God gave me the word. You know what some of y'all need to do? Quit trying to figure it out. Just listen. Just listen. Some of you's got problems tonight. You know what you're trying to do? You're trying to figure it out. Quit trying to figure it out. Amen. You ain't got that much sense, just like me. Amen, amen, amen. We're dumber than a barrel of hair, and we need God. That's why we need to listen. It'll save you a lot of heartache if you'll listen. Can I say this to you tonight? I'm through. When you don't know what to do, you got to keep looking. You got to keep listening. Then you just got to keep on living. You got to keep living. He ain't done me no wrong to bail out. He ain't done me no wrong to quit. He hadn't done me no wrong to accuse him falsely. He hadn't done me wrong. Hey, listen, God has been good to me even when it looked bad. And amen. God's been good to me when it looked like the bottom, when it was surely the end. And I throwed my hands up and said, Lord, many times, it looks like it's all over. But I made my mind up. If I sink, God, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to trust you. You've been the best thing that ever happened to me in this life. By the help and the grace of God Almighty, I made you a promise, and I'm going to live for you with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind. I might get a bloody nose. I might get a black eye. Amen. This one might not like me or that one, but praise God, by the help of God, long as you're with me, everything will be all right. Just keep on living. Just keep on living. You can't go wrong. And I'm telling you, God will bless you. God will help you. God will deliver you. Over and over and over again. He will be no debtor. I mean, old Daniel prayed, but it was 21 days before he got the answer. You may pray and it be 21 years, but you just keep on living for God. That old Syrophoenician woman, she come and told the Lord, amen, listen, Lord, my daughter's grievously vexed with a devil. And he answered not a word. You know what she did? She just stayed at it. She just stayed at it. She said, I ain't taking no for an answer. She just kept looking. She just kept standing right there. Amen. And he finally said, look, I am not come but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and I'm not going to cast the children bread to dogs. She agreed with everything the Lord said. She said, I am a dog. She said, Lord, I'm not asking for a loaf. If you just give me a crumb. One of them crumbs that fall from your table be all I need. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you, the Lord stepped over that dispensational line, praise God, and said, I got to do something about that. Yeah. Ain't no telling what you get him to step over, praise God, to do so if you'll just keep on living for God.
Yeah.
But that choice is yours. Amen, brother. Y'all come here.